Shmeitzel or Le Chaf Dalet Nisan, and we're up to Shmeitzel Aleph Perik Tes, and I prepared Perik Yud. Okay. What? No. Okay, so in Perik Ches, well, let's just plunge into Perik Tes, and we'll say what has to be said. We the last thing he's talked about in Perik Ches was that according to the Rambam, Savik Tumah Bishus Harabim is Sveiko Tohor because of the good old din of Savik Deraisa Lekula, and therefore if it's Ikba Yisura, if it's good old Ikba Yisura, let's say Treya Treya is Ikba Yisura, so then it's Tomei Bishus Harabim, because by Ikba Yisura the Rambam's Modeh that Savik Deraisa is Lechumra. Well, according to the Rambam, you have to say it's not. I'm sorry. Yeah. Bad example. Because that's what you have to say, because there's a Beferish Mishnah in Tyrus that says that by Trey and Trey also you say something Tuma Bishus Rambam Sveiko Tor. That was what part of what the Shmaitzah said. That the Rambam will have to hold it's not Igbe Yisura. Okay. Vachati Ikalameidak. Well, we still have a problem. Mehod, the Tzamba Torus is a Mishnah in Taurus. Asheretz v'atzfardeya. Sheretz means one of the Shmona Shrotzim that are metamei, and the tzfardeya, a dead tzfardeya, is not metamei. Right, a dead animal is metamei. Asheretz is not metamei. Only the eight Shrotzim. Sheretz means it's creepy crawly creature, and only the eight Shrotzim that the Torah enumerates is metamei when it's dead, and the others are not. Tzfardeya is not metamei when it's dead. Right, so Asheretz v'atzfardeya b'shus harabim, and he touched one of them. He doesn't know which one he touched. V'chein k'zayis meis, v'k'zayis min ha'nevela, and he walked into an ohel. He didn't touch it, obviously, they're both metame. But he walked into an ohel, and only a k'zayis of a meis is metame, but ohel, a k'zayis of a nevela is not. Okay, or he walked into an ohel, or he was ma'ahil over it. So Kaponim, the Chachamim Mitarin, Ayin Shom. So Chachamim Mitarin, Bechidin the Savik Tumah Bishus Harabim the Tohor. Einu Ela Mishum the Cholas Fekus Mi Devrayim. Chachamim Shikos of Rambam Shitas Rambam is that there's no, you don't learn out from Sota Savik Tumah Bishus Harabim Sveikol Tohor, but it's the regular good old din of Savik Deraisa Lekula. Certainly, v'sheretz u'tzfardeya, certainly if you have these two things laying there and you don't know which one it touched, o k'zayis min ha'meis, o k'zayis min ha'nevela, and you don't know which one you leaned over, v'adai ikba yisura, v'hu chaticha mishtei chatichos, mamish l'chayra, it is the case, it is almost the quintessential case of ikba yisura. We have two things there. The classic case in the Gemara is you have two things and you ate one of them, you don't know which one you ate. The Tikba Yisura, you know for sure there's this in here, the question is which one you ate. L'chora here, you have one thing's Matameyu, and you know it's there, and the question is which one did you touch? So how could the Rambam, how could the Mishnah say that it's Tohar in Rishus
HaRabim? What's wrong with saying it's Tohar?
What?
What's wrong with saying it's Tohar?
According to the Rambam, the din of Safik Tumah Bishus Harabim Sveiko Tohor is the regular din of Safik Deraisa Lekula. Therefore, we're forced to say that when it's Ikba Yisura, it's Asur. The Shmaitzah worked out in an earlier parak that since when there's Ikba Yisura, you bring an Oshem Toloi. So the Shmaitzah held that compels us to say that Safik Deraisa is Lechumra when it's Ikba Yisura. We cannot have that you have to bring a korban to eating it and it's mutter to do. Right? Shmaitzah holds those two are incompatible. And it's good to remember that this whole assumption of the Shmaitzah that Ikba Yisura is Usur, even according to the Rambam, it's a Safik, but it's Usur according to the Rambam, the Deraisa, is all based on the fact that you bring an Oshem Toloi. But that's in the past, that's earlier Prokham, the Shmaitzah already established that. Okay. Well, the feet, so now we have this problem. How could the Mishnah say that if you have a tzvardeya and a sheretz and you touch one of them? How can the Mishnah say tor? According to the Rambam. According to the Rambam, Safik Tumah B'Shus HaRabim, Sfeikot Tor is your regular din of Safik Deraisu L'Kula. So by Ik by Yisur, it should be Tomei, it should be Osir. Osir, Tomei.
What other way can you say it? Safik.
When it's not Ikbe Yisura, when there's one thing there and you touched it and you don't know if it's a sheretz or it's Tzvardeya. Ikbe Yisura means you know there's a sheretz there. There's also a Tzvardeya and you don't know which one you touched. Well, the Fima Shekoz of Ashach B'Yoredeya. So the Shmaitan now is giving an answer based on the Shach and Yoredeya. The Mai Shekoz of B'Shulchan Aruch. That you have a pot of meat, kosher meat, and you have two pieces of meat, one of Isser, one of Heter, and one of them fell into the pot, and you don't know which one. V'chein ha-din em loho yakan el ha-kedera acha shel bosor shchuto, v'nofel bo echad me'elu shtei chatichos, one of these two pieces, one was Isser, one was Heter. One of them fell in, we don't know which one. V'eini yudu eizehu. Tolin the shell head there nofla. If it's an issa drabonon, if it's only an issa drabonon, so we say sfeika drabonon lekula, and we can assume you're allowed to make believe, not assume, because we're not dealing with assumptions. We're dealing with that you could be makil, so you could be makil and say that the head there fell in, even if there's no rove to be mavatalit. You could be told it in the head there if the whole Isser is only an Isser Drabbana. Okay? That's the Shulchan Aruch. Again, Ulvim HaShekos of HaShach B'Yoredeya, we didn't get up to the Shach yet, first we're learning the Shulchan Aruch. HaMeshekos of HaShulchan Aruch. V'chein HaDin, Imloho Yakan El HaKadera Acha Shol Bosor Shchuta. V'nofel Bo Echad Me'elu Shtei Chatichos. One of these two pieces of meat fell into it, V'ni Yedei Zehu. Tolin b'shel heter nofla, d'shel heter nofla. We can be tola. Tola doesn't mean an assumption. It means you're allowed to assume. You're allowed to make believe. You're allowed to say. Tola means we hook it up to a tzad heter, and we say that the heter fell in. What gives us the right to do that? Pashtus, because we're dealing with a d'rabbanan. Because we're talking about that the piece of meat that's also is only also in the Rabbana. Because of Allah Shachzal, Nire, the Shtei Chatichos HaYunukorim Bifnei Atzmon Kodim Nifilosan Ezu Mehem Shaleta. There was a point in time where we knew which was Heter and which was Isser, and we say the Heter one fell in. The Inasarbu Mitchila, if before they fell in, there was already a lack of recognition, which is the heter and which is the iser, chad b'chad, and no majority. Im kain, kiven the ischazik isura b'shtei chatichos, that's called ikba isura. You know that there's an iser. We're not dealing with the pot that they fell into now. We're dealing with these two pieces of meat. They became... Before it fell into the pot, you say, which one's heter and which one's usher? See, you can have one case that you always know which one's heter and which one's usher, but then one fell in, you don't know which one.
And you can't
tell anymore, yeah. Or you can have a case where they got confused or unrecognizable before it fell in. So the Shach says there's a big difference. The Shulchan Aruch would only be true if it was recognizable, and now you don't know which one fell in. But if they got mixed up, if the two became unrecognizable, so it's a chazik isura, meaning it's ikba isura, because they became usur, because the Shach holds by ikba isura, you don't say something drabonon lekula. We're talking about the Rambam Shita that you don't say something diorisa lekula midiorisa. The Shach takes the din of Sofik Drabonon Lekula. Sofik Drabonon is Lekula. Sofik in an Issa Drabonon, you go Lekula. The Shach holds that by Ikba Yisura, you don't say Sofik Drabona Lekula. You say Sofik Drabona Lechumra. So if they became also, says the Shach, and one of them fell in, so an Osir Dika piece fell in. They both became Osir. You know, they got mixed up. You're now not allowed to eat either of them. Because it's Ikba Yisura. It's Ikba Yisura. And in Ikba Yisura, you say even in an Issa Drabonon, it's Osir.
But would then that also make the pot that it fell into?
So now the Shach saying, so now Isser fell into the pot. And the Shulchan Aruch din wouldn't be true. When could you say that we assume Heter fell into the pot when you always had one piece Osir, one piece Mutter? One fell in. You don't know which one. So you say, okay, let's be told that the Heter one fell in.
Why do we say that?
That's the din of the Shulchan Aruch, that by an Issa D'Rabbanon, since something D'Rabbanon L'Kula. And so it's talking about that the meat is also D'Rabbanon. So you have Heter and Isser. One fell in and now we don't know which one. So says the Shulchan Aruch and says the Shach, that's the Shulchan Aruch's case. We can be told that Heter fell in, but there's an Issa D'Rabbanon. But if they got mixed up before anything happened, before they fell in, this became a Chetzer D'Isura. Right? Because, yeah, they're both, you're not allowed to eat any of them, because you don't say something Drabona L'Kula by Ikba Yisura.
So both are considered Chetzer D'Isura.
Right, so now Isser fell into the pot. That's what the Shach said, that's how you look at it. Now, so the Shmaitzer wants to suggest that it's mashma from the Shach that as long as they don't get mixed up, it's not called Ikba Yisura. You have Heter and Isser.
So then how would you not know which one fell in the pot?
As he said, one fell in and now the other one got snatched away by a cat. So you don't know. Says the Shmaitzer, now think about it. Taka, why should it be called Ikba Yisura? You don't know which one fell in. Ikba Yisura means, I would say, well, what's Ikba Yisura? You have two pieces of meat, let's think. You ate one, and you don't know which one you ate. And I'm trying to think what, I'm trying to understand. The case of the Gemara is that there's two pieces of meat, you know one's Osir, you know one's Mutter, and you ate one, and you don't know which one. But that's a suffix, but it's called Ikba Yisura because you know there was Vadei Isser here. But now the Shmaitz is saying from the Shach that if it was unrecognizable, if it was, yes, one was Heter, one was Isser, and one fell in, and now you don't know which one fell in, what? Yeah, but you only ate one piece too, huh?
Why wouldn't you call the pot Ikba Yisura then? It's the same thing as the two that sat up there. One got taken away, you know.
Because the tarovis you're looking at is the pot, and it could be in the pot everything's Heter. When you're looking at a kilo of tarovis, you have two pieces of meat in front of you, you know one is this, us. When you have two pieces in the pot, it could be they're both put there.
Oh, wait, because could be the case in the Gemara that they're not recognizable even now. You know one's Heter and one's Isser, but now you don't know which is which.
Before it falls into the pot.
No, I'm talking about in the Gemara's case, where you're bringing your Rosh Toluy. You know one, oh, of course. You know one's Chalev and one's Shuman. But you already, it could be it's the case already, you don't know which is which. So that is Ikba Yisura, because this hat Isser, and you ate one, but let's say you taka, if it would be like the Shach, like the Shulchan Aruch's case, according to the Shach. No, this is the Shmaitzer's teretz to the Rambam, that he holds, that the Shach holds, that such a thing is not called Ikba Yisura. If it's recognized and known which is which, and then you ate, or it fell in, And now, all of a sudden, you don't know anymore. Till now, you knew. That's not called Ikbay Surah. In other words, it's like one fell in, and you don't know if it was also. It's the equivalent of saying, I understand it. I mean, I could see it. One fell in. When, if one piece of meat falls in, right, and we don't know if it's usur or mutter, so we all agree that's not called ikbay isur. So the shachs seems to be saying, says the shmeitzer, that even if you have two pieces of meat, but you know which is which, this is mutter, this is usur, one fell in, and then you don't know. Then the suffix becomes, which one fell in? I can't tell anymore. That's not called ikbay isur. That's like one falling in, and you don't know if it was usur or mutter. The only time, and the Gemara's case, where we say, if you have on the table usur and mutter meat, and you ate one and you don't know which one you ate, that's called ikbay isur, means first came the suffix, you don't know which is which. And you went ahead and you ate one of them. So then, right, so you already had isur v'heter like mixed together, so to speak. So that's ikbay isur, because you know there's isur here. There's, I think it is the same. Well, according, that's what we want to know. Why not? Why not? If it's not ikbay isura, so then you could eat it. Something deraisa lakula. You could eat it. You could eat one. But the Gemara says you can't because it's ikbay isura. So how is it different than the Shach's case? The answer is the Gemara is talking about you don't know which is which. If you don't know which is which, it's called ikbay isura. The Bekitza, the Shmeitzer is being machadish, and this is his point. This is his chiddush, and this is his point. That the Shach's shita is that when the two pieces are each one recognizable,
before the suffix.
Yeah, they're recognizable, and the suffix only became after you did the act. So that's not called ikbay isura. That's the, logically, really, it's that way, I think. That's like you ate one and you don't know what it was. Because that's exactly what happened. Just because there was another piece of meat on the table, so what? You ate one and you don't know what it was. This is what the Shach holds. He's going to bring down those that argue with the Shach. But the only time you call that ikbay isura is if they became confused. So you know for sure there's isur here, there's two pieces, and now already you don't know which is which. So there's for sure an isur here, like in your hand, so to speak. So that's called ikbay isur. So that's what he says. And therefore we can answer the Rambam. Let's go again. Umashma midvarav, the mikorin b'fnei atzma. That's the key. If before the suffix was nolad, they were always mikorin. You knew which was which. Lo mikri ikbay isur. This is your key sentence. This is the Shmeitzer's chiddush. Umashma midvarav, the mikorin b'fnei atzma. Lo mikri ikbay isur. It's only called ikbay isur when they got, if they got mixed up together. The ikalameimar. Therefore, we could say the sheretz of tzvardeya, that the case of the Mishnah with the sheretz of the tzvardeya, and you touched one, hoya kolecha nikar b'fnei atzmo. They didn't get mixed up. You knew which was the sheretz of the tzvardeya. You knew which was the dead body of the tzvardeya, and you knew which was the dead body of the sheretz. You knew, they didn't get mixed up. This was there, you know, they were separate, you knew. Then you touched one, and you don't know which one you touched. Right? This is an easier case. You sleepwalk and you touch one, you don't know which one you touched. That's not called ikbay isur. You only touch one, you don't know if you touched this or after. Ella, however, the prichodosh slugs up the shach. The Kori Sigar prichodoshom, he says, no, that the shach's point is not true. He proves that it's also called ikbay isura. Why? There's a case in the Gemara where v'demaisi yoshem tolui gabi ishto v'achoso ima b'bayis. He has his wife and his sister there, and he was boiled one of them, and he doesn't know which one he was boiled. There, obviously, they were each nikar, right? Wife, sister, that you knew. But you don't, they didn't get mixed up before the beer. He ran at night, he was boiled one, and he doesn't know which one he was boiled. Kedisa b'perek dalad defeats. Then the Gemara calls that ikpa yisura, because of the existence of the other one. Even if they're not mixed together, but the very fact that there's vaday iser in the house, on the table, that's what the Chazish is saying. You see, the Gemara calls that ikpa yisura, not like the shach. So now we're back to having a problem with the Rambam. We don't have a teres to the Rambam. And he says that the Prichadosh is like shachmat, checkmate, right? Maybe we'll see in Sfarim a teres to the shach. So we're back to having a problematic Rambam. We can't use the shach to answer the Rambam, because the Prichadosh lugs up the shach from the case of Ishto Va'achoso, Imo Babayis. The ode, even according to the Shach, it's Shver. Miloshon Rambam Mashma, the Sheretz Utsverdei Aloha Unikorim Bifnei Atzmon. It was a nice try, but if you look at the Rambam carefully, it looks like you already didn't know which was which. Shekosav, the Zelashono. When the Rambam paskins the Mishnah there, he says, Hasheretz Vatsverdei Bershus Rabim, the Eino Nikor Tsurosan. It's mashma, that's how you started the story. You don't know which is which. Benoga ba'achas mehen tohor. Ayin sham. B'chivin de'eno nikar v'adei mikri yikpe yisura. So we're back to the drawing board. The problem, how could the Rambam say it's tohor? The Rambam holds sofik tum b'shus ha-rabim sveiko tohor. Is the regular good old din of sofik deraisa l'kula. Here's your case of yikpe yisura. We can't even answer that the Rambam holds like the shach anymore. The Rambam says, Einu Nikar Tzurasan. So it's Ikbe Yisura. If it's Ikbe Yisura, why is it Tohar? V'lochei Nira. The Hod the Torah, B'shus Rambam, the Sufik, the Ikba, right? It's obvious from the Mishnah, I have to grant that the Mishnah is clear that even by Ikbe Yisura, Sufik Tumah, B'shus Rambam, the Sufik Tohar. That creates a problem according to the Rambam. Says the Shmaitza, Lav Mishum Haiklola, the Sofik Tuma Bishus Arabim Tohar. Itaka, that can't be the reason. Kivan the Einu Ela Mishum the Kolas Fakos Midivrehem. Since Sofik Tuma Bishus Arabim Tohar is because of the good old Klal of Sofik Yeraisa Lakula, the Yeraisa. So by Ikbe Yerusura would have to be Osir. The Ikbe Havalish Fakos the Yeraisa, Umina Torah Osir. That's the way it should be. Ela. Bishon the Mukil Gavra and Ogea Becheskus Tor. Oh, throws right. Sofik Tuma Bishon Sarabim Sveikol Tohor. Even if there's no Cheskus Tyra. So now the Shmaitz is saying, you're right. That's by Sofik Tuma Bishon Sarabim Sveikol Tohor is because of Sofik Deraisa Lekula, and by Ikba Yisura would be Tame. But there's another factor always to take into account, that it's entirely possible that there's a Cheskus Tyra. Cheskus Tyra, you say, even against Ikpa Yisura, you say Cheskus Tyra. So but when there's a Cheskus Tyra? Normally the din of Sofik Tumah B'shus Rabim Sveiko Tohor is even if there's no Cheskus Tyra. Right? Enochlami. When it's Ikpa Yisura? So you can't say it's Tohor because of the regular din of Sofik Tumah B'shus Rabim Sveiko Tohor. Because the regular din of Sofik Tumah B'shus Rabim Sveiko Tohor is powered by the din of Sofik Deraisa Lekula, so Yitaka cannot say a big B'Yisura. But you have a Cheskus Tyra. When you have a Cheskus Tyra, that will come to the rescue, and that will tell you to Paskin Tohor because of the Cheskus Tyra.
Yeah, but in the case of the Tzfardeya and
the guy has a Cheskus Tyra. We totally forgot. Chazaka Paskin's a Sofik. Ikba Yisura never made. It just made a serious suffix, right? The Rambam wants to treat Sveikus lightly, pardon the expression, I'm trying to, right? The Rambam treats Sveikus lightly, pardon the expression. Suffix deraisa lekula. Ikba Yisura is a heavy suffix. You can't treat it lightly. But it's still only a suffix. If you have a chazaka, chazaka takes care of Sveikus. Ikba Yisura, remember, is still 50-50. The whole Ikba Yisura thing, tremendous chiddush. If Sofik Deraisa is Lekula, I'll repeat it for the thousandth time. If Zavik derives on the Kula, why in the world should it be Surah Bilachumra? It's still 50-50.
But how are you getting that Cheskas Tyra from a Sheretz?
The person has a Cheskas Tyra. Before he touched anything, he was
talking about the person, not what he touched.
The person has a Cheskas Tyra.
Okay.
Right. I'm not sure any, apparently not. We did have that the Shmaitza held that when you throw a get, for example, and it's Sofei Karav Loi, Sofei Karav Lo, you can't use Chazaka, it's called a Reyusa because a get was given. So that's called, it's called Isra Chazaka. I'm not quite sure when, I mean, every Chazaka is B'mokum Sofek, so every Chazaka is, I'm not sure. I'm not 100% sure. It's a very good question. Maybe they ask it. And I wonder what they answer. Put on hold. We'll come back. We'll revisit it. I'll look around in this forum. We'll see if this would be Isra Chazaka. It's Shver on the Shmaitzel Lishitosa that by Isra Chazaka you cannot use Chazaka. Others hold that Chazaka was said even in a case of Isra. Al Kaponim, he says, okay, b'shus hayochid tamei. Okay, because b'shus hayochid sfeiko tamei, afilu ika cheskos tor sfeiko tamei. Okay, u'chaygam nekos v'toises reish nida, similar to this. Similar to this, Toises says, the v'shnei nazirim, the ef shalameilef misoito. If you have two nazirim standing there, and one of them became Tomei, and you don't know which one. So if it's a Mishus HaRabim, so they're both Tohor, because each one has a right to say, I'm Tohor, because it's Sofik Tumah Mishus HaRabim. In Mishus HaYochid, so they're treated as Sofik Tomei. Tosfos asks, why is it treated as Sofik Tomei? Why shouldn't it be Vadai Tomei? You learn out from Soto that Sofik is Kevadai. So Tosfos says, because you know that they both can't be Vadei Tmeim. You can't go against reality. The reality is that only one become Tomei. So so that doesn't change. So you can't learn out from Sota, right? And we'll stop here. We'll stop here. I have to remember your question. Very good question. Why isn't it this? So let me give a quick look here.
The people not like the Rambam. What's their take on Sofek?
Tumah B'shus HaRabim Sfeiko Torah, you learn out from Sota. That we had. You learn out from Sota. That also was learned out from Sota. Not only do you learn out from Sota that Sofek Tumah B'shus HaYochid Sfeiko Tomei, but you learn out from Sota that Sofek Tumah B'shus HaRabim Sfeiko Torah.
So you learn out from Sota, so it's a Harim?
What?
It's an exception?
It's a Xeris HaKosu, just like Sota.
Normally it's also Daraisa, right?
Yeah, that's how it works. Oh no, he asked it by the Nazir. Okay. Yeah, he asked it there too. I just looked at the wrong piece. Okay, we'll revisit the issue. We'll leave that to tomorrow.